Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The British ambassador to the U.S. is out just days after leaked memos of him criticizing President Trump. He became public. Kim Derrick has now resigned his post.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is live, as always, at this time from Washington. And what sealed his fate, Stephen?
Well, it was certainly the report in the Daily Mail over the weekend, the revelations of his cables back to London that he says made it impossible for him to carry out his role. That was what he said in a letter announcing his resignation earlier this morning. You know, I'll say this. The members of the Trump administration have been frequently seen at the British Embassy here in Washington at the lavish parties that are thrown there. But word that these people had been called inept and part of a dysfunctional team led by President Trump led the president to, in effect, deem Kim Derrick persona non grata. Now, that's the legal term that would suggest that he had been kicked out of the country. That's not what has happened, but Kim Derrick is resigning. And the best emblem of the distance that Derrick now has from this administration was on Monday night when there was a dinner thrown here for the Emir of Qatar. It was a lavish, posh dinner at the Treasury Department. I was very briefly in the room. I saw Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, sitting right next to the president, along with Robert Kraft, the president's good friend and owner of the New England Patriots. The French ambassador was able to attend, and the White House confirmed for us that the British ambassador had been uninvited.
Hey, the latest there from Washington every morning here at the same time, our CBS News White House correspondent, Stephen Portnoy. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.